Good morning. It is 10 a.m., October 23rd, 2025. I call this regular scheduled, the special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. Before anything else, would you all please stand and join me in pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And I don't have any opening comments this morning. Commissioner Haugenhofer, do you?
Yes, I do. I should have done this at the last commission meeting, but things just happened very quickly. The North Dakota State University Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute has an advisory council, and I'm a member of that. And on October 2nd, they held their awards banquet. And at the awards banquet, it's breathtaking to see four young NDSU students, I could say young now, receive scholarship who are interested in transportation issues to finish out their degree at NDSU. So to hear those four young people with their interest in transportation issues receive scholarship, but then proceed to, there's three awards given to people who have served in the transportation area be recognized. And I just want to briefly indicate who received those awards and in what area. The Lifetime Achievement Award went to Jason Benson, who is currently the Executive Director of the Metro Flood Diversion Authority, but he received the award for his longtime service to transportation as a county engineer and as a leader in the North Dakota Association of County Engineering. Has just done a lot of work in that area and now is serving in the capacity at the Metro Flood Diversion Authority. The Chairman's Award went to North Dakota State Senator Mark Weber, and he received that award for his work to address rural transportation and infrastructure issues on behalf of the counties and townships as a state senator and ag leader. It was remarkable to recognize Senator Mark Weber. And then the Agri Award went to Sean Duberstein for his tenure at the Fargo Airport. During his tenure, he led the airport through several large projects, including a primary runway reconstruction, a two-gate terminal expansion, and the construction of a snow removal equipment storage building. Those three gentlemen were very thankful for the award and very enthusiastic about the work that they do in these areas on transportation. I told the young students that who received the scholarship that I hope someday that they're up receiving these awards with their work in transportation. So it was a good evening celebrating successes, accomplishments, and I was also, I am humbled by the advisory council asking me to stay on as the chair of the group as we move this year. We're doing strategic planning and working with the Upper Great Plains Institute on what are our goals and working collaboratively together. So it was a great night on celebrating a lot of success, and I look forward to the next couple of years on what the Advisory Council can do to aid to the Institute on valuable research. So that's all I have.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Kringstad?
I don't have any opening comments today.
Okay. Moving into our agenda items, there are two items on the consent calendar. I move approval of those items along with the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, then moving into the regular agenda, I move the commission accept the Federal Office of Surface Mining's 2025 evaluation reports for the coal regulatory and abandoned mine lands programs.
Second.
So I'm pretty excited about this one. On September 22nd, OSM issued their evaluation reports for our coal regulatory and AML programs. No issues or concerns were raised in the reports, and OSM continues to report that the commission has effective and efficient coal regulatory and AML programs. And that's similar to the evaluations we've gotten in the past, and we continue to have these positive reports. They mentioned that North Dakota has an effective program, and I'm quoting things out of their report, by the way. North Dakota has an effective program with no issues in need of corrective action. Now, this is not a quote. Currently in North Dakota, a total of 136,000 acres have been permitted, with about a little over 94,000 acres disturbed out of those 136. 65,000 of the 95,000 have been backfilled, graded, topsoiled, and seeded. So that's 69% of the land. And of those 65,000 acres that have been backfilled, graded, topsoil, and seeded, almost 19,000 or 29% have already received their final bond release. Now, I want to read some quotes out of their report. The North Dakota PSC has a very good working relationship with their customers that include industry, landowners, citizen groups, and other government agencies, including the Office of Surface Mining. The Reclamation Division carries out its duties using the appropriate technical expertise and with a high level of professionalism. By the way, these quotes right now are on the regulatory side. I have some for the AML side in a few moments. The North Dakota, another quote, North Dakota PSC staff continues to implement the program in a professional, cooperative, and fair manner. The Reclamation Division uses new technology to become more efficient and make information more readily available to the public. The North Dakota PSC has the necessary technical expertise for carrying out its functions to ensure that all the requirements of SMACRA, that's the Surface Mining Control and Reclamation Act from 1977, are met. And the last quote that I'm using, but there's many more in this evaluation, but for the reclamation side, based on the topics evaluated this year, North Dakota has an effective program with no issues that need corrective action. The North Dakota PSC actively pursues public participation and outreach efforts. North Dakota PSC employees demonstrate an appropriate level of technical expertise. They also make use of the latest tools and technology. Regarding our abandoned mine lands program, the federal program where we're able to take corrective action on things, on mining that occurred before the 1977 SMACRA law. It says that the PSC adequately encourages public participation and outreach through public meetings, public service announcements, press contacts, project meetings, the North Dakota PSC website, and by responding to public inquiries. It was agreed that all projects met their goals, abatement and reclamation measures were deemed intact and functional, and no problems compromising those measures were apparent. Now some quotes regarding the AML report. The state administers an excellent abandoned mine lands program in full compliance with their approved AML plan. The North Dakota PSC continues to administer an efficient and successful AML program as set forth in Section 102 of SMACRA. These projects have reduced the likelihood of death or injury to property owners and the public. The North Dakota PSC is adhering to the state's policies and procedures regarding opportunities for public participation in all phases of their reclamation program. And the North Dakota PSC maintains a very cost-effective program with only 14% of the grant dedicated to administrative costs. The remainder of the grant is spent on project design and construction. That's their quotes out of there. Ed, but there's pages of this stuff. And I'm just so proud of our teams and the reclamation and AML side. And I would say that this outside evaluation verifies the excellent work of our staff. And they are assuring that North Dakota's landscape will be safe, productive, and beautiful for future generations, while the mines produce coal for the energy that Americans rely on, even when the wind isn't blowing. So I proudly recommend that the Commission accept OSM's 2025 evaluation reports.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I would just like to echo what Chair Christman said about to the staff for all their work. I find it interesting in the evaluation process, they use the word effective, but in their commentary, they go above and beyond, saying words like Randy said, meets the goals, effective and successful, excellent, but when they use the word excellent. So kudos to the staff and the management team. Job well done.
Yeah, I would agree. This is also one of my favorite times of the year because when I see stuff like this, to me, it's just a testament to, I think, what the three of us already know is that a reflection on how truly great our staff is. And to hear words like effective, to me, that's there's no greater bar when you're talking about a regulatory program, because to me, what it means is we're getting the desired result. And so that is just a complete testament to Jonathan and Monty and all of the staff for all of their hard work. I've had the opportunity to go to some of these sites, and every time I'm out there, I'm just astounded at the knowledge base that our staff has and how they're putting that to work, not only for us here at the PSC, but to the betterment of the entire state. So great work, guys. Keep it up, and thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, I move the commission conditionally approve revision 12 to surface coal mining permit GRGR-0501 held by Leonardite Products, LLC for the Stony Creek Mine to identify the next five-year commercial Leonardite removal areas and update the legal, environmental resources, operation, and reclamation permit sections for the next five-year permit term in Leonardite Products, LLC, Revision 12, Permit GRGR-0501, Application Case Number RC-25-169.
Second.
So I want to just point out the order following this one is for Leonardite Products renewal. And I don't intend to repeat all the details because they're pretty much the same. And so if anybody's listening that is specifically concerned about the renewal, pay attention now. Because unless I'm asked, I'm not going to go through this all again. On April 17th, the Reclamation Division received Leonardite Products' application for both this revision and the renewal that follows. At the Stony Creek Mine. So this permit covers just over 67 acres in Williston County. It's just east of Williston on the east side of the Little Muddy River. The revision includes an increase in the required bond amount from $427,000 to $648,000. And since mining is nearly complete for the year and the current bond amount is adequate to cover the current condition, special condition number 2 is being added, which states that Leonardite Products LLC shall submit the necessary bonding instruments to increase the bonding amount to at least $648,439 by the end of the first quarter of 2026. Revision 12 was considered a significant revision application, was subject to the public notice requirements. Leonardite Products submitted the affidavit of publication for the revision application newspaper notice to verify that it was published in the Williston Herald for 4 consecutive weeks. Surface owners within the permit area, appropriate governmental agencies, our state's advisory committee members were all notified of the application and the opportunity to submit comments or objections or to request an informal conference. No objections or requests for an informal conference were received. So the Reclamation Division has completed its review of this application and recommends it be conditionally approved, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Now I move the Commission approve renewal number 4 to surface coal mining permit GRGR-0501 held by Leonardite Products LLC for the Stony Creek Mine to extend the permit term on the existing permit area for the next 5 years until November 2nd, 2030 in Leonardite Products LLC renewal for permit GRGR-0501 application case number PRC-25-170.
Second.
So the details were just explained in the discussion on their revision. Now approval of this motion, which is again renewal number 4, will allow Leonardite Products to continue conducting mining operations within that permit area until November 2nd of 2030.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Now we're going to jump over to some AML work. I move the Commission initiate case number AM-25-267 for the 2026 exploratory drilling AML project for reclamation of abandoned mine lands and Public Service Commission 2026 exploratory drilling AML project case number AM-25-267.
Second.
So this 2026 project will locate and characterize underground mine workings beneath public roads and other infrastructure near Beulah. Work is expected to be conducted between December of this year and August of next year, and is estimated to cost about $875,000. This is kind of different than our previous, projects that we initiated for the following year. Usually those bid lettings have been done in, spring for summer work. And in order to balance the workload with the new bill money, so we're just doing more now, kind of to balance that workload, this bid letting, we're going to try and get this done here in the next couple months. And if the weather is cooperative, perhaps they can do a bunch of this underground boring and stuff over the winter. So it'll be much earlier bid letting than normal. The AML division has the funds to complete this project and recommends its initiation, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
By the way, I should mention for all of these AML programs, traditionally this whole program since, I think, 1982 or something, was funded exclusively by a tax on active coal mines that they had no responsibility for what old coal mines that no longer existed one time, but they have been very cooperative in actually being fairly supportive of that tax on their activities. Now, starting this year, that there is additional money coming in through the bill, but most of this money has over the years been from the active coal mines. None is from any state provided funds other than our coal mines. So the next one, I move the Commission initiate case number AM-25-268 for the 2026 New Salem AML project for reclamation of abandoned mine lands in Public Service Commission 2026 New Salem AML project case number AM-25-268.
Second.
So the New Salem project is drilling and grouting project to locate and stabilize abandoned underground mine workings in and near New Salem. This project is a continuation of the 2024 and 25 projects. Our staff is recommending that more drilling be done in these areas to find the extent of these mine workings. They estimate 1,000 cubic yards of controlled low-strength material mix will be pumped into these mine workings next year, 2026. The work is expected to be conducted between June and October. The estimated cost of this project is $970,000. For this one, the bid letting will be kind of more in our normal time frame, sometime next spring. So the AML division has the funds to complete this project and recommends its initiation, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And I move the commission initiate case number AM-25-269 for the 2026 Hedinger County Phase 1 AML project for reclamation of abandoned mine lands and Public Service Commission 2026 Hedinger County Phase 2 AML project, case number AM-25-269. I think I, in the initial part of that motion, may have said phase one, but it is phase two of this.
Second.
Never mind. The 2026 Hedinger County Phase 2 AML project involves backsloping and backfilling approximately 3,200 feet of dangerous high wall, but it's on six different mine sites. They're kind of old, smaller mines. These mines contain steep high walls that are up to 30 feet high. The proposed work is planned between May and October of next year. It involves backsloping and backfilling the high wall with on-site mine spoil to reduce the hazard. Reseeding will be done with locally adapted grass species native to western North Dakota. Erosion and sedimentation will be controlled, and the total area affected is approximately 35 acres. The estimated cost for this project is $500,000. The AML division anticipates receiving funds to complete this project as designed and recommends its initiation, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio. Commissioner Hoganoffer.
Thank you. I move the commission adopt the order in Northern States Power Company application to amend order application case number PU-24-342.
Second.
On September 20th, 2024, NSP filed an application to amend its March 9th, 2016 order. NSP is requesting the commission remove a December 31st, 2025 deadline for NSP to build or locate in eastern North Dakota a natural gas-fired electric generation facility and replace it with semi-annual reporting requirement. On the 9th of 2024, we issued a notice of opportunity and no comments were received. The commission did meet with NSP on November 26, 2024, during an informal hearing. Based upon that informal hearing, NSP submitted a supplemental filing on August 5th. And then on September 24th, 2025, the commission discussed this matter with NSP during an informal hearing, requesting additional information. On October 9th, NSP submitted a second revised negotiated settlement based upon our September 24th, 2025 informal hearing. So I just kind of want to, those were all the dates on trying to resolve, come to a conclusion on this issue. And so I'm going to walk through some of the details. NSP's September 20, 2024 amendment requests assertion that its commitment to build or locate at least a 200 megawatt of natural gas-fired electric generation in eastern North Dakota, and saying that it's beneficial to both North Dakota and its entire system. NSP proposal moves the deadline to construct at least a 200 megawatt of gas-fired generation in eastern North Dakota from December 31, 2025 to December 31, 2032, with a possible extension to 2036. if NSP can demonstrate it has made good faith efforts to achieve a 2032 in-service date. Additionally, the penalty provision for failure to construct the generation increases from 50% of the additional cost of the biomass purchase power agreement to 75% of the natural cost. NSP supplemental filing notes that recent announced financial support from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority for the natural gas transmission line extending western North Dakota to eastern North Dakota provides the best opportunity for NSP generation project to come to fruition. Based upon the second revision in negotiated agreements, there's terms strike an appropriate balance between increasing the potential penalty and increasing the timeline for the construction of the Eastern North Dakota generation. Additionally, the agreement provides for semi-annual reporting to begin in 2027. I support this agreement. I think we finally have moved the ball off the tee with the pipeline coming in. It's feasible for NSP to finally get this project off the ground. So I support this agreement.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
So I would like to be able to say that 9.5 years ago, I said, no, I think 2032 would be a better deadline, you know, but that wouldn't be true. In fact, I thought at the time that 2025 was too long. One thing that is in here that I think, I mean, you explained it very well, I think, but you mentioned this, but I think it's kind of almost going under the radar, is the semi-annual reporting requirements. I will say this. From 2016 until the last couple years, it didn't seem like there really was any much effort that I was being made aware of, at least. And I feel like the company on this topic has picked up its game, and so I appreciate that. I support this. I think it is the right move because with pipeline issues and such, there is some additional time needed. I do think that adding that requirement in for the semi-annual reports is an important feature of this so that we just continue to routinely have an eye on the progress. So I think it's a good motion.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission adopt the order in Montana Dakota Utilities Company Transmission Facility Cost Recovery Cases, case number PU25-225.
Second.
On July 16th, MDU filed an annual rate update under its Transmission Facility Cost Adjustment Tariff. We issued a notice of opportunity on August 7th. And no comments. Oh, we did receive one comment from AARP. So on October 9th, the commission held an informal hearing to discuss the matter with MDU. And AARP was in the room to hear the conversation based on their concerns, the letter that they wrote. MDU's application included two new transmission projects totaling $1.4 million in the proposed revenue requirement. The proposed projects include the Tioga to Ray line rebuild after the wildfires in fall of 2024 and the new Wishick substation and line reroute projects. The total project cost for the wildfire rebuild is $2.1 million, and the total cost for the new Wishick project is $17 million. MDU's application included recovery of previously approved transmission projects from the year prior. The main driver in the increased revenue requirement is due to an under-recovery balance after the true-up process. So going through the projected, the program, the transmission projects that were already approved, the new ones coming in, and the recovery The transmission cost rate proposed to be effective November 1st is an increase of $3.13 under the revised, or an increase of, which would represent $37.56 annually. So based upon our discussion in the review of the transmission cost recovery, I approve this increase.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Otter Tail Power Company meter testing rule waiver extension approval case number PU-25-266.
Second.
On September 30th, Otter Tail filed an application for an extension to the waiver for their meter records. The extension will continue the suspension for the existing meter testing plan and associated annual reports through 2026 to resume in 2027. The issue to be considered in this proceeding is whether it is appropriate to grant the extension of the waiver of the Commission's rules under North Dakota Administrative Code 69-09-02-28-3. Those who desire a hearing should file written comments. Comments and requests for the hearing must be received by December 5th, 2025, and if deemed appropriate, the Commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That ends my portfolio.
So is this like a new fair and balanced policy or something? Each electric utility gets one order at the meeting?
Yeah, I am. I'm fair and balanced in my portfolio. I don't know about you.
Commissioner Kingston, and then you're saving all yours for the next meeting?
I am, yes.
Okay. We're before we would kind of wrap up here, it's not appearing like we have anything for scheduling or discussion, so we don't need an administrative meeting, right?
Nope.
Okay, with that, just a couple of announcements. I think really just one that I think needs to be emphasized. Today, we are, you know, on the Thursday day instead of our normal Wednesday. Our next meeting is also a Thursday, November 6th, normal time, 10 o'clock here, but the next next regular meeting is November 6th. With that, right after adjournment, we'll take some questions from the press, but this meeting is adjourned. Is anyone...